up, everybody? It's your girl, Carlene, with Strong with Carlene, helping you guys become strong every day. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. Today is Testimonial Monday. Thank you guys all for submitting all your beautiful testimonies on there. There's so many. I'm still not even done reading a lot of you guys. I'm still going down my list. If you would like to submit your testimony, don't forget to go on IamStrongFitted.com and submit your application. Submit your testimony down below. So guys, I have this amazing testimony. When I got this one, I was like, wow, it's so crazy how, you know, when you encounter Jesus, when, you know, he comes into your life, it's just breathtaking. It's just like, I get into awe and everything just because it's so beautiful. And it's so, I don't know, it's, you can't even explain it. So I'm going to go ahead and read this testimony, which is pretty awesome. When I was 15 years old, I had an encounter with Jesus. In the middle of the night, he came into my room and talked to me. I believe I was in trance, but not sure. I remember waking up, going to the bathroom. When I went back to bed, the encounter happened. It radically changed my life forever. He set me free of things that were tormenting me. At an early age, I was very interested in mythology, and ancient religions. I thought it was interesting and fun to read. What I didn't know that was impacting me on a spiritual level. I started to have some very dark encounters and I became very fearful. He showed me his love and his kindness in that encounter. I knew nothing about God or the Bible when it happened. It was the greatest thing that could ever happen to me. From the moment on, things began to change, but I was in war with the enemy. Within 6 months, I was completely set free of demonic oppression by having a deliverance. Yep, demons got cast out. Hallelujah. I also experienced healing in my body. When they left, it was like a completely different person. That's when my transformation fully took place. I gave Jesus my heart, my life, my everything. Guys, when I read this one, I got the chills because it's crazy. Like, it's really crazy how, you know, some things like this can actually help your healing. And people don't believe in miracles. I believe in miracles because I've dealt with so many things already and God has worked so many miracles in my life. But just listening to this, like, it's crazy. She was 15 years old when this happened to her. And for me, it's when I hear these things that it really, like, God is so powerful. Let me tell you that. Jesus is so powerful and he's able to fight anything that comes our way. You know, we're never alone and we've got the power within us. So when I read this, guys, I was like, wow, this is very, very beautiful, right? But I truly believe this because I've stopped doing a lot of things. I used to actually, not gonna lie to you guys, I used to get my horoscope read. I used to get all that stuff done and I stopped because, you know, it just wasn't fitting right. I remember when I was starting to look at all these things like the zodiac sign and all these things and I just stopped because if you really think about it, it's even in the Bible too. It's in the Bible if you actually read about it. If you actually say, for example, a zodiac sign is also known to be like a demon, like known, also known to be like, yeah. So when you call yourself that, okay, when you say, oh, I'm a this, you're claiming to be that demon. That, does that make sense? You're claiming to be like, say, for example, I'm an Aquarius, and you put that towards you. So everything that Aquarius is, whatever the characteristics of an Aquarius, that's what you claim to be. So you call that upon yourself, right? So I used to say that. I used to be like, oh, I'm a Cancer, I'm this, and I'm like this, and I'm like, wait a minute, no, God made me who I am today. I'm not this, I'm not that. I'm Carlene Shido. I am his daughter, and this is who I'm meant to be. I'm not these other things. So we have to be very careful what we say we are and not call these things upon us, you know. But just watching this, guys, listening to this story, really, like, wow, it really opened my eyes in a lot of ways. And it's so true. When you start not focusing on things that are like part with demons and stuff like that, your life just starts transforming. Like, I know for a fact, when I stop watching like scary movies, I stop watching, you know, just even watching stuff that's not gonna bring peace to me, because I'm huge on whatever you see, you manifest. or whatever you think about, you manifest. So for me, I always try to consume myself with happy things, with things that are going to be positive into my life. I don't even listen to music that's going to bring my energy down. Like, I'm like, anything that can take me away from that high frequency that I am in right now with Jesus, I'm like, I don't want anything that's bad. But anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this amazing testimony just like I did. And I want to say thank you so much for submitting your testimony. Just sharing what Jesus did for you means a lot. It makes me feel in awe. And I just want to say thank you so much for submitting your story. And once again, guys, don't forget that you guys all got what it takes. And I hope that whatever you're going through, just remember that God is our healer. God is our protector. And we are never alone. Have faith in everything that you're going through. Just remember things call upon him. Things get better. He will never leave your side. He's always by your side. Trust me when I tell you this. But most important, don't forget that you are strong every day. Have a blessed day. Love you.